by the time you have the large-scale clock trades in France, in the Netherlands, in Britain and in Germany, for example, one clockmaker's workshop represents the crystallization of vast numbers of different skills turned into resources and tools. I mean, tools, obviously, like, for example, if you look at this device, this is a device for measuring the diameter of screws and gauges. And what this simple piece of metal tells you is that standardization is on the way. You now need to be able to measure to extraordinary precision the width of a whole range of different screws on a very, very precise scale. Similarly, if you look inside a reasonably sophisticated pocket watch, what you see is not only a beautifully engineered device, which is simultaneously a remarkable piece of miniature technique, but also a remarkable work of art, but in this device, controls allow you to regulate the going of the watch so you can make it go faster or slower. And it's expected that the customer, the owner of the watch, himself or herself, will be relatively familiar with really quite high degrees of technical skill. And of course, the device itself involves precision engineering at a scale which simply hadn't been achieved in history up till then. So it's not just that the watch and clock trades drive forward the regulation of public and private time. They also rely on, inculcate, and then diffuse through many other trades the simple capacity to engineer the most elegant and sophisticated devices on an unprecedentedly small scale, down to a precision which no technology had reached up till then.